Watcher, and welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Last week, the brilliant trumpeter and flugelhornist Roy Hargrove died. He was just 49. I'm more saddened by his passing than any other jazz muso of the last 2 to 3 years. He was so young, he was so full of promise. As the New York Times said, he gave jazz the jolt of youth. A force of youth enthralled with the wisdom of old, said fellow trumpeter Keon Harold. The jazz world was shocked by the death of Roy Hargrove. He'd been on dialysis for 13 years or so and was admitted to hospital in Manhattan, where he died of a cardiac arrest brought on by his kidney problems. His death saddened me like that of Philip Seymour Hoffman. Such a waste. We heard Roy on his own compo, Roy Allen, a dedication to his father, an amateur muso. This Jan 95 recording is called Family, 15 songs in total. Roy trumpet with Ron Blake tenor, Stephen Scott piano, Rodney Whittaker bass, Gregory Hutchinson drums. I make no apology for this week's show being largely about Roy Hargrove. He was very special. Thank you. Roy in a trio setting with Christian McBride bass and Stephen Scott piano. That was Marmaduke, a Charlie Parker compo. Bird first recorded it on Savoy Records in 48. This is now April 95, and this Verve album is called Parker's Mood. It's all Bird's music. McBride had been at high school with Roy and was in Roy's first ever group, and they remained close for over 30 years. McBride's heartfelt sadness at the loss of his friend is very profound. Next, we'll have a brief interlude from Roy's music. Lewis Porter, piano, leader and composer of that song, Prologue, recorded in September 2017 in Brooklyn. It's a quartet and sometimes quintet album on most of the songs, but that wonderful piano solo stood out for me. Roy Hargrove was nominated for a Grammy 6 times. He won 2. This next album was one of those winners. It's of Cuban-style music played in Italy. Thank you. Roy Hargrove had spent some time in Cuba, both playing with his quintet and sitting in with local musos and absorbing the rhythms and the feeling of the music. He then added the Cuban percussionist Anger to his band. A year later, at the snow-covered Teatro Mancinelli, as part of the Umbria Winter Jazz Festival, this recording is made between gigs, and Roy's group has now become Roy Hargrove's Crystal, featuring the Cuban rhythm section of Chucho Valdez piano, John Benitez bass, El Negro drums, Anger congas. We heard Roy's own song, Ballad for the Children, late December 96. This Verve album is called Habana. Impresario George Ween put together a band for the Newport Jazz Festival in Newport, Rhode Island, in August 91. He called the band Jazz Futures. An octet with only drummer Carl Allen knowing what a 30th birthday felt like. Very much the next generation of jazz talent. The group, Jazz Futures, toured Europe, Japan and the US in that summer of 91. Roy Hargrove and Marion Jordan trumpets, Antonio Hart alto, Tim Warfield tenor, Benny Green piano, Mark Whitfield guitar, Christian McBride bass, and the aforementioned Carl Allen drums. We heard the Antonio Hart arrangement of the 1940s Rodgers and Hart standard from Pal Joey, Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered. We'll interrupt our homage to Roy Hargrove with some Ludwig van Beethoven.
Thank you.
That was the title song from a March 2011 recorded Venus album, Moonlight Sonata. The album's subtitle is Swinging Classics, as they are all classical. Bach, two Bachs in fact, Tchaikovsky, Chopin, Liszt, Schumann, Brahms, and L.V. Beethoven. Fabulous album from start to finish by the Cyrus Chestnut Trio, the Nutman piano, Deseron Douglas bass, Neil Smith drums. For those of you that know the Venus album collection, the covers are all in black and white and slightly pornographic, scenes of young ladies in Paris. For some reason, they make an exception with the Nutman, as he is on the cover. In black and white, I should say. Let's hear from Roy Hargrove's Big Band.
Thank you.
Recorded at the Capitol Studios in Hollywood, June 2008. A 19-piece big band, Roy Hargrove's big band. It had always been his dream to have a big band, and here it is. This was one of his last albums as a leader, and it's a cracker. That was Roy's compo, Trust. Roy was discovered by no less a fellow trumpeter than Wynton Marsalis when he visited Roy's high school in Dallas, Texas. And Wynton was so impressed with the teenager that he invited Roy to join his band there and then for some local club dates and arranged for him to move to New York when he'd finished high school. As well as Wynton, David Fathead Newman was a huge influence on the young Roy. And here is Fathead helping Roy out. from a Novus New York recorded album called The Vibe, Jan 92. The leader is the astonishing 22-year-old Roy Hargrove. Roy lived music every moment of every day. He practically lived at Bradley's, the jamming jazz club in Greenwich Village, for his first 6 months in New York. In fact, when he did sleep, it was on the sofa of Bradley's owner, Wendy Cunningham. As a young teenager, Roy had seen David Fathead Newman perform at his high school as part of the Ray Charles Band, and that set him off on his quest to become a professional jazz musician. Fathead plays tenor on this song, Alter Ego. Roy trumpet, of course, Antonio Hart, alto again, Mark Anthony Carey, piano, Rodney Whittaker, bass, Gregory Hutchinson, drums. Another interlude. Bum, ba-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do Pianist Bill Cunliffe grew up as a classical player, and it wasn't until he heard an Oscar Peterson song whilst he was at college that he became a jazz muso. But he's still classical in part. In fact, he still warms up to a jazz gig by playing J.S. Bach's two-part Inventions. This Jan 2015 recording for Meter Records is called Bachanalia, and we heard Bill's arrangement of J.S. Bach's Sleeper's Wake. The wordless vocal was by Denise Donatelli, Bob McChesney on trombone, and obviously Bill Cunliffe piano. I did shorten that song a bit. Next, the Roy Hargrove Quintet live. Sam Cooke's song, Bring It On Home to Me, recorded live at Capitol Studios in Hollywood, September 2007. The album is called Ear Food and was intended to bring some, quote, sonic pleasure to the listener, unquote. Well, job done in that case. Roy Trumpet, Justin Robinson, alto, Gerald Clayton, piano, Danton Boller, bass, Montez Coleman, drums. I only saw Roy live once at Union Chapel, North London. Magic. He was shy and confident at the same time. Looked fantastic. Dark suit, white shirt, thin black tie and a black leather trilby. And at one point he took the front line of his band on a walkabout through the audience. Here he is with the title song from a Verve album, Nothing Serious. October 2005, Nothing Serious, recorded again at the Capitol Record Studios in Hollywood. Justin Robinson, again alto, Ronnie Matthews, piano, Duane Burno, bass, Willie Jones III, drums. Roy Hargrove played in numerous fusion bands and was undoubtedly one of the next generation of jazzers, probing, changing, questioning our music, but always with a sense of jazz's history within that. How important was he, is he, to jazz? Well, the jazz radio station WKCR from Columbia University, New York, is putting out a 24-hour tribute. That's how important. We'll close this week's show with a piano solo by Curtis Clark, June 81 in Paris. It's Ellington's gorgeous song, African Flower, which somehow seems an apt choice to close our Roy Hargrove special programme. Huge thanks for joining me on, sadly, Roy Hargrove's tribute show. If you didn't know much about him before, then I hope this show has whetted your appetite to learn more about this extraordinarily talented young muso, who died at just 49 earlier this month. And as a final gesture of thanks to Roy, we'll hear a bit of his version of our theme Milestones to end the show. And all I can add to that is, please rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please, take care. Be well.